Welcome. I am so grateful you're here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart, open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show. Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris, and this is episode number 9. On today's show, Angel Eyes Dawn Marie, psychic medium and intuitive development coach, teaches us how we are all special and gifted. She believes now is the time to tap into our unique gifts, connect to our intuition, to realize and see our inner truth. If you enjoyed today's show, leave a comment or rating, subscribe to the show, and share with like-minded friends. This is a weekly health and wellness podcast released every Tuesday. My intention is to raise the frequency of the planet, assist in your spiritual ascension, and bring awareness to the holistic lifestyle. We discuss provocative topics in the metaphysical, spiritual, and wellness fields. If you love God, Source, love, and light, if you're a light worker, wellness warrior, or want to live a life full of joy and peace, if you respect your physical body and want to heal our planet's environment, or if you're just curious about living a more peaceful and balanced life, this is your home. This is the Great Awakening, and it's time for us to unite. Join our community at TabithaPolaris.com. You can also find me on all social media sites under that name. Thank you to everyone listening to the show, sharing the show on social media, and those who are leaving comments and ratings. It helps others discover the show organically, and I so appreciate it. I'm having so much fun interacting with all of you on social media, and I just want to tell you how grateful I am for all of you. Because of COVID-19, I am recording in my house, so Tom is not with us today, but the good news is I just upgraded my Zoom account and got some new equipment, so next podcast, I will have him on. So I'm very excited about that. We miss you, Tom, sending you lots of love. You can support the show on Patreon. You can check out patreon.com/TabithaPolaris. Or send a donation to paypal.me/TabithaPolaris. Links are in the description of this episode. Now I would like to tell you about today's amazing guest. Angel Eyes Dawn Marie is a spiritual teacher, intuitive development coach, inspirational speaker, psychic medium, angelic oracle, channel of divination, and spiritual counselor. Her gift is to help others awaken and open up to their innate abilities. Within, she believes we are all special, gifted, and are spiritual leaders of our own communities. She believes now is the time for all of us to let our light shine. Dawn's intention of the show today is to help us realize that we don't have to suffer anymore. We all have the ability to go within for guidance and healing. We have that direct line to source energy, and it's time to connect and create. The topic for today's show is so much needed right now during this time, and I really hope you enjoy it. I'm so honored to bring you this guest today. Please welcome my special friend, Angel Eyes Dawn Marie. Say hello, Dawn.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you for being here. Every time we bump into each other at the Healing Center, I feel such a connection to you. And I know you've said you feel that too.
I feel it now.
So I picked a card to start before we get into the questions for the show. It's my new favorite deck. I just got The Universe Has Your Back.
Ha, nice.
By Gabrielle Bernstein. I laid out all my decks and I'm like, which one wants to pull a card for Dawn? That one popped out. It says, I always trust the direction of the universe and know I'm being guided.
Ha, ha, ha. How apropos.
How appropriate, right? So I love when things like that happen. So yeah. I love angel deck cards. I've been completely obsessed. Just wanted to tell everyone, my current favorite angel card deck right now is Kyle Gray Angel Prayer Oracle deck. This one.
Yes, I have that one.
Yeah, they're just so beautiful. This one goes with me everywhere. Can't leave it anywhere. It goes with me everywhere. Pocketbook, bag, pocket, house, office. I can't leave with anywhere without it. Do you have a deck like that?
You know, it's funny. I go through phases.
You go through phases.
Yeah. And there's one called John Holland, the psychic tarot. And I don't use tarot cards per se, but some cards are angel cards, but they're like I don't use it for the tarot reason with the tarot ways. But what I do is I use it for, in my own way. And it's called John Holland Psychic Tarot. And I'm going to pull one for you right now.
Yay! And then we'll get into the interview.
This is beautiful. It says, and it's interesting, I'm getting good old faithful Archangel Michael coming strong.
He does work with me and you, so.
I'm one of the first archangels that work with a lot of people, that people recognize it from probably their, you know, their spiritual studies. People know him. And it says the sacred journey pilgrimage. And this is about, I feel like for you, and I feel like it's for all of us, stepping into our power, being on that journey, and realize that we all have our own unique pilgrimage, our own unique journey to follow our heart. And just like for you, and I feel like it's needed more than ever. And I feel like this is going to be a great next few years for you, because of the light you're spreading amongst the world, you know, local and
thank related. You. What a good card. Thank you. What a good message. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So when did this all start for you? Like, go back to the beginning. Were you always intuitive? When did your intuitive gifts blossom? Tell me your story.
Yes. So 9/11 is when things really opened up for me. I had lost a friend in the World Trade Center. He was a fireman friend. And that's when all of a sudden I was, you know, I guess it was the first time someone that close to me, that close to my own age, passed away, along with the the impact it had on with for everybody. So I was feeling the energy and the sadness of the world, kind of like what's happening now, which is very similar, because I know we hit a point that we've lost, and now it's much more, but at the time we lost almost the same amount of number of people as we did at the World Trade Center. And you know, so I think that's why I'm guided to really try to stay high, keep vibes high, because I know what I went through back then, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do, you know, with it all, you know. So, but that's when it all started for me. And was I sensitive as a kid? Yes, but I believe we all are. Me, and I realized just recently, like within the last 10 years, found out my cousin, my sister, and I all saw this lady in the closet. And, you know, we've soon to believe that it was my great grandmother and all that, but we all saw the same woman back then. And I didn't even know my cousin, who was with us all the time, saw it too. And she's a Reiki master and a medium as well. So not publicly, but you know, she also practices it. So I just found out, like I said, within the last 5 to 10 years, that she saw the lady in the closet. But yeah, so we did have sensitivities, but my mother said, oh no, that's just the toys, you know. So we didn't pay any mind. She didn't want us to get scared.
And then sometime between 9/11 and now, you became more in touch with your gifts, developed them, and then jumped into teaching.
Yeah. So 9/11, I opened up. I was just drawn to what was happening. I was having all these experiences, not understanding. I was guided to Jeffrey Wands, and he gave me a reading. He goes, Mike's with you all the time, especially when you're driving, keeping you safe. I'm not a good driver. But, after that, he sent me to Pat Longo, which, I opened up, and I was learning how to meditate and meeting other like-minded people, realizing that we're all seeing things on license plates. And then after that, I was guided to study and train. I was always told, read this book, read that book, but I was not a big reader. I had a reading disability when I was younger. I mean, I must have graduated college with reading one or two books. Everything I've learned, I learned from going to classes, from physically learning visually. And then I started traveling and studying under Doreen Virtue, James Van Praagh, Hay House, following the I Can Do It tour, meeting so many. I actually went on a cruise, a Hay House cruise in 2006. But even before that, I ended up starting to teach back then with my Reiki master, who that's how I met Laura and Terry.
That was one of my questions. When did you meet Laura and Terry?
How did I meet Laura and Terry? Yeah, so my Reiki master, I ended up finding about Reiki when I was getting my nails done, and someone said, "Oh, you have to try this. I just got a Reiki session next door." And I'm like, "What's that?" And sure enough, and I was very open to it because I was still, I think I was going to Pat's classes at that time. And I'm like, okay. So I went, and me and this girl still actually talk. Her name's Andrea. We're like Facebook friends. And I went in. You know, she was telling me how, like, she goes, "It's amazing. I got this Reiki session, and it's like I felt so much energy. It was just something different I've never experienced before." And so I went, and all of a sudden I went for this session, and I felt so many hands on me when there was one person doing it. And it was the most different experience I've ever had. And then I'm like, and I was going through a difficult time, also other personal stuff going on, and it was helping me. And I'm like, "Can I come back again?" I was coming two times a week, three times. She's like, "All right, listen." She goes, "I got to teach you how to do this because you could do it yourself on you." And then that's how it started. And then we became friends. I'm like, "Come to my classes with me." And she came to mine, and that was Lorraine Austin. And then Lorraine Austin and I were teaching classes then, because we were guided to do more and we were guided to teach. It's funny how you take a class and then you're like, "I want to teach this. I want to do this. I could." And then we felt like drawn, and we developed something together. During that whole time, I learned angel cards, and I was learning about automatic writing. And then we started teaching this development course. It's called, and she continues to teach it. It's called Awaken, Develop, and Trust. That was what I intuitively got as the name of the course. And then it was like a 5-part series, and then you have to do that beginning level and then keep going. And I still actually, I take parts of it in my teaching now. I don't teach that official one. But then after that, Laura and Terry took my class, because that was the first time. That was Laura and Terry took my class because that was their friend. I think they were just supporting their friend Lorraine, like, "Oh, we got a new class." It was probably our first class teaching. And then we became friendly, and then I stopped teaching. I felt guided to, I needed to write a book, and I was on this Hay House cruise, and one thing led to the other on this cruise, and that's where I was with, I actually sang karaoke with Wayne Dyer. And it's all about following your guidance, because I was on this cruise and it was about writing your book, and everyone had their book written already and they wanted to get published by Hay House. And I was like, "Oh, I want to write a book. I want to learn how to write a book," you know, like, so all of a sudden spirit told me, I had my little computer at the time. This is 2006. It's just, they said, get out now. Like, get up. I'm like, I can't walk out in the middle of, you know, of the, they're like, "No, it's okay. Go." Sure enough, I'm like, "All right, I'm leaving in the middle of class." I go out there, and I was heard to upgrade my ticket. So I upgraded my ticket. They're like, yeah, it's just starting. Sonia Choquet. So I get in there and I was feeling a little discouraged. Like, here I'm on this cruise. I want to write my book. Everyone got their book written. I felt like so behind the eight ball, you know, and this is 2006. If I only would have, I still haven't written my book. If I only would have wrote the book back then, sure enough, I get out and then there's Sonia Choquet that said, hey, everybody, wake up your spirit. And she has music on and dance. I'm like, oh, I know. This is where I'm supposed to be. And it was like the best experience going into that class at that moment, at that time, because I listened to spirit when I was feeling all discouraged because I was so behind the eight ball. And then I went into that that next class, and I wouldn't have seen Sonia Choquet if it wasn't for me getting up, getting down, and upgrading my ticket. And then when I get there, I'm listening to her, I was dancing, everyone's up there dancing. And then she's doing different things, and she takes this one guy, and he comes up, and she goes, what do you want to do? And he goes, I want to make music. She goes, okay, get up on stage and make some music. So there he goes. He goes all up. And let me tell you, he gets up there and it was horrible. it was like, and I yell out, Michael Bublé. I have no idea where that came from. Well, I know spirit, right? And sure enough, he goes, yeah, I want to sing Michael Bublé. When I tell you, she goes, okay, put it on. She puts it on. She goes to her speaker, her DJ in the back. He sings. You felt like you were at a Michael Bublé concert. You're talking 2006. That was when he just was getting popular. And it was amazing. So after that, she goes, okay, you, Blondie, up here. You're next. Brings me up on stage in front of 500 people and says, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, I go, I want to be you. I want to be an author, write a book, and I want to speak and teach. I want to teach. That was the first thing that came out of my mouth about teaching. And she goes, okay, you got 5 minutes. Teach them something. So sure enough, I said, how many of you are having spiritual experiences? And I gave all the ways, you know how all the ways spirit can, mm-hmm. with flowers, you know, yeah. I go, how many, you know, and I'm like, and you know, everyone's like raising their hands. Everybody. I go, how many of you have had a mediumship or channeling experience? And they say, I mean, you're talking a spiritual cruise, 500 people. When everyone said they, you know, they had the signs of coins or flowers, all that, you know, different things, scents. And they end up, no one raises their hand that they had a mediumship or channeling experience. I go, well, guess what? They're trying to get your attention and I'm going to teach you how to listen. Mm. And when I tell you, you know, when you mesmerize the audience, I felt it. I was like, everyone, all of a sudden I had their attention. And I said, all you got to do is quiet your mind, say a prayer, take 4 deep breaths and remember that sign you had. And oh my God, I'm getting emotional right now. But I'm like, remember that last time you had that sign? Think of it. Who was there? Who was giving you that sign? Who's coming to your mind right now? That's who's giving you the message. That's who it is. And listen to the message. And you know, and hear whatever's coming in your thoughts. You're going to feel like you're making up. That's them talking to you. You feel like you're making up. It comes in your own thoughts. And when I tell you, I did that in like, you know, 5-15 minutes. I only had like 10-15 minutes to do it. And people after said, thank you. You really helped me. And that was like my first aha moment that I'm supposed to be teaching, like big time. Then after that, along the way, life goes on. And sure enough, I was just doing readings from my house and I wasn't teaching. I was just starting. I'm like, I have to do something, but I wasn't doing. I was just doing readings outside my house. I had said I was going to take a pause from Lorraine. I didn't know what was going to happen because we were teaching out of her house. And all of a sudden, I get an email from Laura and Terry, and they say, in the email, it was a mass email to people. We're looking for people in the Huntington area to rent space. And I must have been the first one to respond. I said, I need space. They're like, what days of the week are you looking for? I'm like, I need to move my whole office there because I had just gotten engaged. I had to take the room that I was doing my readings out and make it into one of the kids' rooms, you know. I had to get, you know, do it into a place. They're like, okay, well, they waited for me to see the room, and then we worked out a full time, and I'm still their only full time renter. I feel like it's my center too, because I'm the only one that's been there with them from the very beginning. Because even though it's not my center, they make me feel like I'm a third partner with them.
Yeah.
I've been there, you know, as a full-time renter, you know, no matter what. And then it was like one night teaching and having the room to do readings. And then it became two nights teaching. And then, you know, and then it's taken off from that point on.
I think that's the most beautiful story. I also think it's very interesting for the audience to hear the steps of how people develop and how they take steps into stepping into their path. I mean, it's very interesting, you know, like from a moment on a cruise where you think you're going to write a book to now where you're part of this beautiful healing center and, you know, have this whole side business. So you did mention automatic writing, which is very interesting because I didn't know that you did that. And I had my first experience of automatic writing last week.
Are you kidding me?
But I wanted to ask you, what is automatic writing? How do you explain it to everyone listening, and how do you even start doing that?
Okay, number one, a lot of people have been doing automatic writing already and don't even realize they have.
Oh, like artists?
But you know when they get inspired, and Wayne Dyer taught me this, when you break up the word, when you say inspired, you're in spirit, right? Mm. So, I know it's just,
I amazing. Love that.
I know it's amazing. And everyone, like when I teach that in my classes, they're like, oh, wow, it's that simple, you know? And I had, my first web designer, he was a friend of mine, and he was a singer songwriter, and he was, had writer's block with this song. And he's like, I have writer's block. And I'm like, okay, well, you come to my class. This is when me and Lorraine were teaching it. And you come to my class and I will, I go, you're going to finish your song. You know, he's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, you have writer's block just because I could teach you. Come sit, you know, I was trying to teach. I'm like, just come to class. I remember we were karaoke because I love singing too. So, and I was telling him that. So he, sure enough, he shows up in class and he finished his song. And the reason why people have writer's block is because they keep saying they're blocked, and they can't, instead of just opening up, saying they can, and then it flows. Mm. I remember a writing I got when I was a teenager. I had just gotten dumped of the love of my life. He ended up, I was a teenager in high school, and all of a sudden he broke up with me right before I was taking my SAT. And I was devastated. And I wrote, all of a sudden I wrote this, and I still remember it. And I said, it's going to be a song someday. And I have the original written somewhere, but it was called Because You're the One. Each and every day, oh, how I pray, wanting you to stay. These feelings just won't go away because you're the one. I remember the times we share, walking hand in hand, and walking along the beach with the stars shining bright. It was this beautiful romance, like words that just flowed, which I've never been a writer. I've never been a reader. I've always had issues with reading, and it just flowed through me. And I'm like, wow. It's kind of reminds us of that Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. There was a whole controversy. Was it about a man or was it about God? So back in the day, I thought that, you know, it was about him, but really it was God coming to me because I was 16 and devastated. And I thought my life was over because my heart was broken from my first love. And it was saying, because you're the one, but really it was probably saying, you know, trying to find the love within God. And just like Debbie Boone was You Light Up My Life, you know, they were saying, is it, because it says so many days I kept deep inside me, you know, it's saying alone in the dark until you came along, because you light up my life, you know. So there's a lot of things that we hear, there's a lot of these, you know, we don't even realize that God has, and the angels, God of your understanding, I say, has come to us through writing, and we don't even realize it. Journaling, I remember in my 20s, you know, putting myself down. I've always had a lot of insecurities, you know, you're ugly, you're fat. You know, you don't save money, you don't do this, you don't do anything right. I'm putting myself down. All of a sudden I'm journaling, and they said, you're beautiful. And all of a sudden, in the middle of all that complaint, dear Dawn, you are perfect just the way you are. Just remember, you know, and just remember you are beautiful inside and out. And it's like, well, out of all that, I thought it was just myself talking myself into being nicer to myself, but I feel like God, my higher self, like you said, the angels, I don't know who was talking at the time, was trying to comfort me. So we've all probably had experiences like that. So when I teach about these different things, people are like, that's happened to me. Oh my God. And they start realizing that they can do it. You know, I had an interview.
That is like the first step, right? But to believe you could do it, then trust yourself, and then just open up to it. Right.
I had an interview one time with somebody right before my, and he wanted to talk to someone about automatic writing. And he goes, so you people can't fail. Like you're saying everyone in your class comes and they learn, they can't fail. I go, yeah, everyone could do it. And I'm like, have people fail? I go, you know, not many. I go, the people that do fail, the people that drop out, they other things in their life become more important, or the people that are not trusting or not putting their, you know, their time and effort. Because I give homework.
I was just going to say, I've heard you give homework.
I'm like known as the homework.
And a lot of homework.
You've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah. Which is good, though, because you're supposed to practice.
What have you heard? I'd love to hear
that. So I've heard that, you know, a good thing is when you do the angel card certification class, that there is homework every week. So you have to make sure you carve out time to take the class. And you also have to practice reading people and then write down your experiences. So you not only have to do it, but then you have to, like, write down answers.
Yeah.
But your courses are long and so it's like a series of weeks.
Yes.
So it's a commitment, which I like. It's like college.
Yep.
Spiritual college.
That's right. Fun. And it's always fun. I always say laughter raises your vibration.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that every spiritual friend of mine has said is the importance of meditation. Mm. And so I have experienced that now. Like I've over the last 3 years or 2 to 3 years have been meditating more, especially in the last month. Mm-hmm. I have to meditate even more in the morning, which is such a beautiful thing to have time to do it.
Right.
So that's one of the things I'm grateful for right now. And I'm also praying for people, and I added some names to my Reiki prayer wall. So if anyone wants to contact me on social media, and if anyone's listening right now, I'll add names to my wall for you and pray for whoever you need.
Power prayer is amazing.
Amazing. First of all, I have a cool story before we get to the next question. You know, the Schumann
residence? We can talk forever.
I know. You know, the Schumann residence, they measure the frequency of the earth in hertz.
Yes.
And when there was a study that when they got a group of people together, a large group of people to pray and meditate at the same time, and they measured the frequency of the earth, it actually increased the frequency of the earth at the same exact time that they were meditating. And then it went down when they stopped.
Wow.
So now, like, science is catching up to all the things that we've sensed and felt and known. So
finally, we're not crazy.
We are not nuts. It's an exciting time. We're out of the closet.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, meditation is so important, right?
Yes.
So how does one also realize, like, their inner truth or tap into their life purpose? Is it just through listening to your higher self, your guides, meditation, all those tools? Or do you have something that you teach people? Because I know you're passionate about that.
I'm very passionate about it because first of all, I always say one of my taglines that Spirit has me telling the world is we're all special, we're all gifted. And now the Spirit pushed me to do like Facebook Lives, and it says, I'm Angel Eyes Dawn Marie. I'm here to awaken and inspire the angel eyes in you. So you see the higher perspective and everything. It's keeping my vibrations high to keep, because a lot of times we go down that, there's spiral up or spiral down, and we can go down that spiral down. And when we get lost in that, we lose everything. We lose who we are. We go into that wallowing and that sadness, and there's nothing that is really gained by staying there. So when you pick yourself up and you look at the lessons learned and you rise above, see the love, all of a sudden you start realizing that your own stuff, to say the least, that you've gone through is actually part of your purpose. Mm. So a lot of the things that we're ashamed of, or things that challenges, it's all what we signed up to be the light workers we're meant to be, to realize that, you know, a lot of times we, especially as women, want to help people. We have this innate motherly instinct. And sometimes we want to help people, and this has been myself too, before we even help ourselves. Like we self-sacrifice to do everything for everybody else.
This is your soundbite. I make a soundbite clip for everyone on the show. This is like my theme of my year.
Oh,
is what
God.
You just said.
Really?
Yeah, this was one of my lessons this year.
Wow.
So crazy. Yeah. You just said that.
Of course, I got the chills. Woo! Feeling the synchronicities. Yeah. So now I don't even remember what I was saying. That's what happens.
You were saying that we self-sacrifice, but take care of ourselves, and we take care of everyone else and then forget to take care of ourselves.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing on that, you know, you have to put the oxygen mask on your
face
on the plane first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very important lesson.
It really is. And, you know, if by you sharing, and you're sitting there and you're sharing something, and you know it's healing to share things, to, you know, they say sharing is caring no matter what it is. Mm. So when you're sharing, so many people are, and then it's funny, I use the word, and when you saw in the write-up suffering, and I'm like, I don't like that word. I don't even ever want to say it. I don't want to think it. It's all about positivity. And when I was doing my own training, and the first time I ever did a Facebook Live, we had a follow-up canned script. I'm like, I'm not following the script. I actually was so against it because I didn't feel like I wasn't aligned with it that I had to take the whole course again over because I didn't do it the right way. I wasn't, because teachers have a reason why they do things, you know, teachers and leaders or programs. So one of the things she said, because I could get all teary-eyed, I'm Chuck, because I am being quiet and I'm not sharing my story or I'm not getting out there, other people that are going through what I went through are suffering. And if I can get up and share my story and they resonate, can I tell you, I am like buzzing, my whole body right now is, which is pure truth. But if I'm sharing my story and it reaches just one person, then that means I did my job today. Because, you know, it's funny because people with social media, it's gotten so out of control that, you know, you have to realize, and they said this in the training, if there's one person and you don't have a lot of people watching, but there's one person watching, that's one human being that's taking their precious time and listening to you. So even if one person is listening, you don't know how many people that person's going to affect by change what you say. So we have to stop caring what people think be who we truly are, and it doesn't matter. And I know I'm a living example because I've been hiding. I've been hiding, keeping myself safe, hiding out, and not sharing. And as I'm starting to share, even this Facebook challenge, I'm getting up there, everything's falling over. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, it's a Facebook challenge. And meanwhile, people are like loving it. And they're like, when are you coming back? When are you doing it again?
I've noticed that a lot of people tune in and comment. They look forward to it, and you're very consistent with it. What would you say to people, like, what advice would you give them on how to break through fears to get to the next that like level and step out of their comfort zone like you just have? Like, I've watched you.
Yes. Someone said to me, what people think of you is none of your business. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one. But that still didn't help me.
That's a tweetable.
Yes. But I would say, once you're doing what you're meant to be, you're going to realize how much fun you're going to have. It's going to seem natural. It's not going to seem like work. Like, it's funny because Laura says to me, how come you didn't go live yesterday? Where were you? What happened? I'm like, well, my challenge is over. I don't have to go live. She goes, I've gone live every other day since my challenge has been over. But I go, honestly, Laura, I needed a break. She goes, oh, yeah, you got to take care of you. Because I was going live so late. And
it was a long time.
Sometimes 2 hours.
I saw.
Yeah, but you know what? I had to take care of myself because I also am in the day job.
Tell everyone what you do during the day. You work in the financial world. And you're this spiritual guru by night.
I know. I always say financial by day, spiritual teacher, healer by night. I'm in the financial world. But I'll tell you, I use my intuition all the time. Spirit guides me of what people I can call and who needs my help, you know, because I help with funding and investing in banks and credit unions. So, which is amazing. And that just shows you that sometimes I teach people that just to take my classes is about, it's not just about being an angel card reader. It's not just about trying to channel writing, becoming a psychic medium. It's about, you know, being an undercover angel, being more intuitive in your job. I mean, I sent angels out to my CFOs as a client gift, you know? So, and I bring blessings. And I am myself. So I feel like there's one time my client was telling me she had, and this is something I'll never forget, her boss wasn't letting her leave. Her daughter was in an accident. I don't remember the exact details, but I think her daughter was in an accident. And I'm like, you know what? All you can do is try to see if you could leave early, call the place, have them send up an angel, write a little note so they know you're on your way there. And I gave her some guidance, and she'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like I'm talking to my clients and I'm bringing my spirituality through. So you could be a spiritualist because every industry needs more light and love, no matter what industry. So you could be a light worker in everything, in your family, even one time, just every day, I was at the gas station. I said, you know what? God bless. Thank you for working so hard. And, you know, and I handed him a little extra money, a tip. He's like, thank you. You know, like, anytime you could spread your love and light to the world is a good time.
It is.
I could ramble forever. You got to cut me off.
No, I will. But before I cut you off, I want you to tell everyone, you're working on a book and you worked on a song. So do tell.
Oh my God.
We have to get to these creative endeavors before. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that I channeled the song 4 years ago and I finally got a copyright and I still have to get it out there. But now is definitely the time because it's called Time to Be Seen. It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. The song, I keep singing it in my head all the time. And I'm like, I go, it's not fair that I'm keeping this all to myself because I know this was a song that was channeled to me for everyone to wake them up. And it was a group effort. Spirit told me to call this particular person who I didn't even know what she did. I knew she was musical, but I didn't even know. And sure enough, she helped me put it together. That's Linda Romano. And she's one of my students and my friends now, and her husband. We all put it together, and it's a beautiful song. It's called Time to Be Seen.
So everyone stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that. And then we're excited when is there a topic on the book that you're working on?
There's a couple of different topics I have that I was channeled, but the one book is just Angel Eyes Dawn Marie.
This is wonderful. I think that your message for everyone is that, you're making all of your dreams come true now, and that it's never too late, right?
It's never too late. And there's a lot of other personal things I'm working on. You know, it's never too late. You're never too old to do anything. If you're guided to do something, there's a reason, and you just got to reach for it and just do, and know that miracles happen.
Well, it's just beautiful how you've shared your story and your challenges, and how, you've inspired so many in our community today, everyone listening. I guess your big message was share your story with others, and you never know who you could help, right?
So. Yes, share your story. Know that you have that intuition to tap in, because part of sharing your story is some people are stuck. And by tuning in to your divine guidance, you'll get through anything. So it's about tapping in to know that you have that direct line to help you get through. Because some people right now are going through stuff and they're feeling stuck. And by you meditating, writing, pulling cards, there's all different tools and ways, and whatever you're guided to do. I always say, take what resonates with you and leave the rest, because you know what? Every single author, everyone gets channeled different things. You know why? We're all unique and special. Some people said, I'm not going to do it because someone else is doing it. But you know what? No one's going to do it just like you. And that's most important. Yes, a lot of synchronicities that I feel like we're very
in. I had that lesson this year too, because I was like, why am I going to start a podcast? There's a million podcasts. And I'm like, no, you know what? No one's going to do it the way I'm going to do it. Maybe someone will resonate with me and I'll help them, and then that'll be fabulous. So I'm doing it.
What's interesting? Something that just came up with me was we all are spiritual leaders of our own community. We're all spiritual leaders of our own communities. And every one of us is a leader. Every one of us is the light of our families, the light of our friends. No one knows everybody you know. And we all have like our little spiritual friends and our family, and no one, and it's about being who we are to everybody and not holding back on our spiritual self or our spiritual experience and sharing it, because you might awaken this fire, especially now when people are. Am I saying another moment? I see you dancing over there.
I'm just, no one can see me, but
I know you're like, woohoo!
My hands are up in the air, my heart chakra's open. I mean, it's just, yes.
Yeah,
I love
we're all
what you're
spiritual
saying.
Leaders of our own community. And the funny thing is that this came up organically in the Long Island Spiritual. That's one of the Facebook groups I'm a moderator for, which we've grown and did so much.
Yeah.
And so now I was, because this time I'm trying to give back the way I can. So a lot of people can't afford my classes, or if they don't have the time for it, because it's, it's 7 levels, 3 hours, and it's a commitment. So I'm doing classes, free classes on Sunday nights.
You mentioned the Facebook group, so I just want to make sure I get the right information. So the Long Island Spiritual Individuals Facebook group, is that the correct wording of the name? And is that open to anyone that lives in Long Island, New York?
So anyone that is in Long Island, or we have opened it up to surrounding areas, because a lot of our students, like at the center, go all the way out east or Queens or some upstate. So we have opened it up, but for the most part, it's Long Island.
You teach at the Long Island Healing Arts and Learning Center in Huntington, New York. And you also now do Zoom classes.
Yes.
All of your programs are available on Zoom, which would be the Angel Card, Automatic Writing, Mediumship Workshops, all the certification programs that you offer.
Yep.
And once, everything calms down in New York, you'll be back at the center full time. You have that beautiful angel room, and you also have access to the bigger room for your classes.
Twice a week.
So that's beautiful. You do private angel card readings. You do mediumship, past life readings, and intuitive development coaching.
Yes.
So everyone who wants to discover Dawn, check out her website at angeleyesdawnmarie.com.
Yes.
So what are your Facebook and Instagram? Is it Angel Eyes Dawn Marie?
Yep. The handle is at Angel Eyes Dawn Marie.
For both face. So everyone go follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Yay.
I have a little give back.
You do?
So anyone that's listening, they're going to get a 10% off of any of my, I don't have products, but services, classes, any of my workshops, and that will be good for the next year.
Do they just mention the Tabitha Polaris Show podcast or do they, and then that's how they would get the
10%? Do you want to put a code word on it? Angels, what's your lucky number?
I don't have one, but I would say 1111.
Okay, perfect. So Angels 1111 from your podcast. That's the secret code. So only people that listen to it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
And maybe I should give them 11% off. That's right.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for that special offer for our community. Thank you so much for joining us today. Everyone that's listening, we do have so many amazing guests coming up. Sandy, Tara. She's going to do channeled readings for the collective, and I tracked her down on YouTube, and I'm like a fan of hers, so she's coming on the show. Also, I was asked to be on a show called 24K Healing, and I talked about how to raise your frequency, and I did a guided meditation at the end, and so the host of that show, I asked her to be on my show after she asked me to be on hers. And so I'm really excited to have Christine Gold of 24K Healing on the show also. I'm recording both those shows this week, so not sure which one's coming first, but both of those will be the next two shows. And everyone knows I have a holistic office located in Franklin Square, New York. So if you are near me, I am not working out of the office right now. So I am offering intuitive Reiki sessions, guided meditations, angelic healing messages via Zoom right now. I kind of just customize the healing after we speak. I might do some angel card readings. I will intuitively guide you through a meditation at the end of the distance Reiki healing. So that's what I'm offering online on my website right now until all this lockdown is over. So you can go to tabithapolaris.com to make an appointment. And if you do mention this podcast, I will bless you with a $10 discount off any service as well. So to be a guest or to recommend someone for this podcast or to inquire about sponsoring the show, please use the contact form on my website. Before we conclude the show, I always have an essential oil of the day. We love our essential oils.
Yes, right, Dawn? We do.
And I thought sometimes I pick an oil for the guest, but what's happening in the world right now is so heavy that I thought everyone could use some tranquil roll-on. So that's the product of the day, and Tranquil Roll-On is just perfect to relax everyone. It's a blend of lavender, cedarwood, and Roman chamomile. It's very relaxing. So
beautiful.
I like that it's portable and you can put it on your wrists and rub your wrists together and inhale. And do you ever use that one?
I haven't yet.
So
try it.
I take it with me everywhere I go, and I've been using, I remember, it's funny you mentioned Hurricane Sandy. You mentioned 9/11, but it made me think of Hurricane Sandy, of all the different traumas I've been through in New York. And I used this roll-on through Sandy, I remember. Yeah.
I use lavender and frankincense are my two go-to ones.
Yeah,
they help me a lot.
So we love our essential oils. We love natural remedies.
Yes.
So that is the oil of the day, everyone. I hope you enjoyed learning about that warm, sweet fragrance of Tranquil. You could visit my website at tabithapolaris.com and click the link at the bottom of the website that says essential oils if you want to learn more. And again, thank you so much, Dawn. Oh, I see cards in your hands.
I'm like, can I please?
I was trying to rush to end the show so you could go, but If you have cards in your hand,
I feel like I have to pull a card for you and all people watching. It's a universal message of love and light from your angels.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like the archangels and the angelic realm. So it's not just the archangels, because the archangels are here as the leaders, but it's the whole angelic realm that's here, feeling the presence of their energy. They're excited we're talking, by the way. Do you feel that? They're like, yes. Okay. It's saying choose wisely. It's about choosing your thoughts, making the right choices. A lot of us, you know, we look, I say we don't make a choice. We get stuck and we're in limbo land, and we just realize that as you choose what's good for you and as you follow your heart, that's the choice that you need to make. And no matter if you succeed, if you fail, there's no win or lose, is to make that choice now, to take that leap of faith. And as you take that leap of faith, okay, you're going to either, all good things are going to come, or you're going to be the next step because you're going to learn why that didn't work. So it's about the growth, the learning. So that it's a win-win. It's never a lose. Okay. And even though you're going through, you might be going through conflicts right now, and you might be going through challenges, if you connect with your inner power, your guidance, that God of your understanding, because we all have different belief systems. I always say I embrace all religions. It's about tuning into that higher power of love, because mostly, I would say every religion tunes into love, you know, and as you do, you're going to get through those conflicts. You're going to get through those challenges. And it's about remembering the good times, remembering the love, and just rising above, seeing the love. And then there is the light. And I'm going to leave that with you. And as you get through it, there's light at the end.
Hold on. I'm going to take a screenshot just of the card for everyone. So everyone who's listening, you know,
it's amazing. That's what I always know when I do my card.
I'll take a screenshot of us for my memory, for just like my own life.
And it's beautiful. And this, it's someone reaching for the light. And she's, and the funny thing is that she's reaching for it, but she is the light. Because the light's within her. And that's what I feel like this time of year is like. Everyone's waiting. You know, there's a lot of religions. We're waiting. People are thinking like the Messiah is coming back right now with everything like that. And it's like we're waiting. And you know what? I believe everything and believe it. And the one thing is that about us being the light, because God is within us all. And that is our divine light. And we're here to shine our light, to be who we truly are, find our inner truth.
Just wanted to thank you so much for your time today. And that message and the way you ended the show was so beautiful. And thank you for everything you've shared with us today, for your wisdom, your beautiful energy. And I hope we help some people today. And yes. I hope may this podcast bring blessings to you as well. So thank you, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love you too. Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.